وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Please say salawat all together. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to say condolences to Imam of the Age for the day when we are commemorating the martyrdom of one of the true followers and true sons of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. The personality who was named Arif, and he was truly an Arif personality of the Tawheed and the Prophethood and the true followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. He was the personality who lived with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam and died with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. Today, as we are also very close to the holy month of Ramadan, only few days are remaining that we will enter to the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to speak the characteristics of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini and what it's expected from us that we can welcome the holy month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the goals of the holy month of Ramadan, according to the verse that is for the prescription of holy month of Ramadan, that is being said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that, O believer, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّيَامِ, the duty of the fasting is being prescribed for you, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, as it was prescribed in the past nations and the people, those who lived before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that possibly you can reach through that to the level of the piety, and to, you can gain the piety through practicing during the holy month of Ramadan. So one of the most important goals of a mu'min at the end of holy month of Ramadan, that is achieving the piety. And before we are entering to the holy month of Ramadan, because we are entering to a complete exercise, it's like entering to a camp. There are several types of the camps. Once we enter to a camp to have a training for our armed forces, another time we enter to a camp for amusement, sometimes for, there are several types of the trainings. But when we look at the holy month of Ramadan, it is a comprehensive and a complete camp that covers all the aspects of life, all religious duties. That is why it's been said, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you may reach up to the level of piety. And as there are several aspects of piety, when we look at the piety, there is a piety which can be considered as an individual piety, and there is also a social piety in our life. When we like to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan, we have to look at all the aspects and prepare ourselves. Dear brothers and sisters, when I look at the dua of our fourth Imam, Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, about the entering to the holy month of Ramadan, I have tried to conclude some of the most important points that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam mentions in the beginning of holy month of Ramadan. Imam starts with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat, So that means if there is any blessing we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can praise when we know the ni'mat. We can understand the blessing. If we do not realize the blessing, definitely we cannot appreciate that blessing as well. So in order to appreciate the blessing, what is important? The important is to understand and have the ma'rifat. As people of Pakistan may have not realized the blessing of that great leader in his time, but they realized when they lost that personality. Yes, most of the time, unfortunately, we as a Muslim have a tradition. We do not realize the blessing while it's living blessing. But when they leave, at that time we realize that what great blessing we have lost. Praising those personalities after the death and after the martyrdom, of course it's important to keep their message, to keep their personality. But it's important that in their life we have to realize them. Today we have living blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst those living blessings is the leadership of time. But unfortunately, how many Muslims they really realize this blessing? At this time we don't realize. We don't appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us a great leadership. That after the martyrdom, after the death of Imam Khomeini, until now, this leader is holding the flag of Islam. So when I look at this beginning of dua, when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam starts entering to the holy month of Ramadan, says, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihamdihi wa ja'alana min ahlihi lanakuna li ihsanihi shakirin. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has gifted me this opportunity that I can praise Allah. You know, this praising, saying Alhamdulillah, it needs a thank. It needs to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many people, those who receive the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they do not realize, they don't thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Imam says that when you are entering to holy month of Ramadan, look and evaluate what a great blessings you are receiving, and then say Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana lihamdihi hadana lihamdihi, that he has guided us towards praising, wa ja'alana min ahlihi linakuna li ihsanihi min ash-shakirin. He has made amongst those who receive the blessings and they appreciate the blessings as well. So this is one of the most important points, brothers and sisters, that we have to realize the blessings of time. We have to find, we have to live according to time. At this time, of course, we are not going to have Imam Ma'soom. We are not going to have an infallible Imam at this time. Yes, we are waiting for. But whatever blessing we have to appreciate that blessing, and especially the holy month of Ramadan, as is heading towards us. Second thing that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, وَلِيَجْزِيَنَا جَزَاءَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. After appreciating, we have to give reward and awards to those who are capable to have those rewards. This holy month of Ramadan brings many blessings to us. We have to give that reward. We have to also give in front of what ihsan Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done. A great ihsan we are receiving. And we have received the blessings through that great personality of Shaheed. The commemoration of the Shaheed is a jaza of the ihsan of Shaheed. That is one of the ways to do jaza. To do reward and to give award to that personality, to appreciate that personality, to commemorate that personality, to keep this personality in our life as one of the most important message that Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, had delivered to the nation of Pakistan. I can remember that Ayatollah Jannati visited Pakistan only to deliver the message of the leader. And it's like in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, as for some personalities, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam traveled himself. And for some other personalities, he sent his appointed personalities, those who went and performed the janazas on those funerals. For example, for Salman Farsi, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam himself went to perform janaza. But for Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh, it was not practical. That is why he sent down his messenger to Pakistan, that he can lead the janaza for this personality. This was honor for this personality. And then he said to the nation of Pakistan, O people of Pakistan, keep the thoughts of this personality alive in your lives. And he called him as his own son. You know, Imam Khomeini was not a personality who, when he wanted to honor somebody or give the title to somebody, in his will, Imam Khomeini says that if I have given the title to anybody, that title, it's only good for his time when he was a good personality. And don't think that it's going to be extended in all his life. But it's only good for his time when he can have and is capable to have that title. But he is giving this title to Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini when he is departing from this world. When he departed and became martyr at that time, he said, today I have lost one of my sons. So that means there can be two types of the sons. One is a son who can be considered physically son, a son with relation, being relative to the parents. But once a son is a spiritual son, as Salman Farsi became a spiritual amongst Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini became a spiritual son for Imam Khomeini. Please say salawat. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to understand and have the ma'rifat of holy month of Ramadan, it is necessary that we have to ask Allah, because we do not know how important is holy month of Ramadan. That is why you go through those du'as of A'imma alayhi salam, that they continue asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, can you give us opportunity that we can understand the holy month of Ramadan? Look at this part of dua. As Imam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa alhimna ma'rifatahu wa fadlahu. O Allah, inspire me the ma'rifat of holy month of Ramadan. So that means there are two types of the ma'rifat. One is the ma'rifat that we achieve through the books and informations outside. And another is ma'rifat, which is ma'rifat-e-ilhami, that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that comes through dua. In tattaqullah yu'allimukum Allah. If you will practice the piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach you. Allah will become your teacher. And you will be learning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means if somebody becomes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door to him. As you can see in the life of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, most of the time he used to recite the Dua Kumail within the public, with the youth, because he was one of the most beloved personality within the youth. And the reason, because he used to honor one of the ways to attract the people, one of the ways that he became the most beloved personality within the community, because he used to honor everybody. And I know those brothers and sisters who have seen this personality, they know that how they have place of Shaheed Arif Hussain Ul Husseini in their hearts. He inspired every heart. He touched every heart. Dear brothers and sisters, I can remember that I was just a student of a year in Hausa. And I met with Shaheed Arif Hussain Ul Husseini. That was first time that I had a chance. Of course, I was not a scholar. I was just an ordinary student. And he came visiting our city. And I was standing beside where he parked the car. He immediately came out of his car. And he rushed to meet with me. Although I'm not a personality, I'm not somebody. He was a leader of the community. He hugged me. And he said that, "I did not know you live in this part. I go through this path most of the time. But unfortunately, I did not know about that." Then he honored me like a great personality. He gave me personality in order to achieve his personality. That is what you can see in the sermon of Prophet, peace be upon him, one of the practices during the holy month of Ramadan, as Prophet says, وَرْحَمُوا صِغَارَكُمْ وَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ. Be compassionate to your children, your youth. Be merciful for them. And for youth, there is a message for the holy month of Ramadan, وَقِّرُوا كِبَارَكُمْ. You have to dignify, respect to your elders. But if elders, they like to have respect, what they need to do? They have to have compassionate. They have to have mercy. If we will become merciful upon somebody, then we will achieve that tawqir, that waqar, that dignity, that heart which is going to remain. In a hadith, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam, states, if you live within a community, live in a kind of character that while you are living, people, they love to come to you and meet with you. And when you are died, at that time, they come and cry upon you. This is the characteristic that you can find in the life of Imam Shaheed Arif Hussain Ul Husseini. This great personality, while he lived, the people, they used to come towards him, meet with him. Every youth wanted that if he can be part of his life, if he can come in his marriage. I can remember that my brother wanted to get married, and he asked us that if you can invite Shaheed, that if he can perform my nikah. I would like him to perform my nikah. So this was one of his conditions. Because he touched the heart of a young person, a pure heart, that he became beloved of that. So that means he was living in the hearts. And when he died, brothers and sisters, I was witness of the day when his funeral was taken place. When his janaza was taken in the Peshawar, I went through and I've seen young people, the children, I've seen the ladies, I've seen the old people just following his janaza and crying. Everybody was crying. I've not seen the eyes not weeping on that day, beating the chest. I had been witness of some people, those who were enemy of Shaheed in his life. But on the day when he was martyred, they realized, oh my God, He was one of the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today he has achieved an honor of shahadat. They felt ashamed. They came to his funeral. They were asking forgiveness. So brothers and sisters, one of the best ways to enter to holy month of Ramadan, that let us achieve those honors in our life. So Imam says, Ma'rifat of the Fadli Ramadan. Oh Allah, give me chance and opportunity that I can stand the greatness of the month of Ramadan. So if we know the greatness, then we can appreciate that. Then we can follow whatever it's been prescribed. Second is Ijlalul Hurma. Wa alhimna Ijlalul Hurmatihi. Everything has its own honor. For example, when we like to enter to holy Kaaba or Haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a boundary that is called Haram. We have been asked that you have to wear Ihram and go to the Kaaba. Enter to the Haram with Ihram. What about holy month of Ramadan? Is there any Ihram for holy month of Ramadan? While we are entering to the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there should be ihram. What is the ihram of holy month of Ramadan? Not necessarily that always we should have an ihram which is ihram of the cloth. There has to be a spiritual ihram. But we should wear that ihram. Get ready with this ihram that we can enter to the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ihram, city and or month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has an ihram. Let me see what is according to the dua of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam. Please say salawat. Imam said, Hifz-e Hurmat. One of the points in dua, he said that we have to keep the honor and regard of holy month of Ramadan. There are several regards. We may commit sin individually, but holy month of Ramadan has its own regard. Socially, we should try to refrain. Even if we are not fasting sometimes, but holy month of Ramadan has its own regard. We should not break that regard. We should give that regard that we can eat less, or maybe eat personally, not an open place. Not commit sin outside. And while we are living lonely at that time, we should think that we are guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should honor the holy month of Ramadan. Then Imam says, وَعِنَّ عَلَىٰ سِيَامِهِ بِكَفِّ الْجَوَارِحِ عَمْ مَعَاسِيكَ. Allah, help me. Most of the time we think that we can complete the duties. We are capable, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, yes, I will be, inshallah, we are entering to holy month of Ramadan. I can do whatever I want. No, dear brothers and sisters, don't think about that. Many times we need help of Allah. We need Him that He help us, that we can complete the duties He has given us. Because month of Ramadan is to achieve taqwa. And taqwa, it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This piety, it has to be inspired. Heart has to become sincere. That is why in one of these speeches that I was reading in the life of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini, there is a speech for the youth of ISO, and speech is about taqwa. I would request my brothers and sisters, those who can read Urdu, you have good opportunity. Try to read those pure thoughts of this personality. See what he was speaking in his time, and that is very useful for my time today. As he started with the verse, إِن تَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. If you practice piety, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to provide you furqan, distinguishing between right and false. One of the most important benefits of taqwa in our life, that we can separate haq and batil. We can distinguish between truth and false. If somebody is not capable, he is not following the true taqwa. He may have some sort of taqaddus. He may become a muqaddas ma'ab, pretending to be muqaddas, but he is not muqaddas. Muqaddas is personality who can distinguish in his life and see the truth in his life with his eyes. And that was one of the great honors of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Husseini. He saw the truth. He saw the righteousness and stands with that. He was standing in all his life with the revolution, with the Islamic Republic, although he did not born in Iran. He born in Pakistan. But he broke all the limits and the boundaries, and he started looking at Islam as a global system. He started following the thoughts of pure personality, a pure thinker of Islam. And he became deputy of this personality. He achieved the honor that he appointed him as his own deputy. And not only his deputy, but he became his true son. Yes, brothers and sisters, if we really follow in our life and we achieve taqwa, we can see the truth and we can see the falsehood. Many people, they say, that Maulana, we are very confused. We don't understand where is truth and where is false. If we cannot see, what we need to do, we need to go through holy month of Ramadan and reach up to the level of taqwa. In dua of Imam, I can see, brothers and sisters, that Imam has said, if in the beginning somebody asks Allah, oh Allah, help me that I can refrain from the ma'asiyat, because that is basic of taqwa. That is just start of taqwa. A'inna ala siyamihi بِكَفِّ الْجَوَارِحِ عَمْ مَعَاسِيكَ, that I can refrain my body and the limbs of my body can refrain from ma'asi. That is what we need to ask. This is preparation of the holy month of Ramadan. Do dua in these days. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is best of the dua. Allah, it's just a month. If you give me opportunity, I can refrain from ma'asiyat during this month. I do not have that ability, but you have to give it to me. Second is husul al-riza of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَعْمَالِهَا فِيهِ بِمَا يُرْضِيكَ. Let me use this tool. So that means, first of all, we have to refrain from the ma'asiyah, and second is entering into the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, let me use this tool that I can enter to the rida, to your pleasure, the state where you become pleased. Oh dear brothers and sisters, let us ask Allah that if He can prepare us, that during month of Ramadan we can please Him. We can do every action sincerely. Shaheed, when he spoke with the youth about the taqwa, he said, there are several effects of taqwa in our life. And somebody has to see outside the athar of taqwa, and effects of taqwa are well known. As for example, if you like to see a tree is fruitful, you have to see the fruits of the tree. Is fruit sweet or is it bitter fruit? What type of tree is that?
Shaheed says that taqwa itself has its own athar and effects. It reflects on the life of person. How it reflects? He says, while you are working in an organization, for example, over there you have to do every practice and action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to make yourself sincere enough that don't do anything for your own pleasure, because your body is not going to remain in this world. Only the thing is going to remain that is your sincere intention. Then he says another reflection of the taqwa, an effect of taqwa in the life of a person, if somebody was really committed and working for the organization for last many, many years, so what? Even if we work whole our life, isn't that worthiest? Then we should become tired. Then we should start thinking that, oh my God, I was working there many years, so I just lost. If we start thinking I have lost something, then we must know that we are not working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I start thinking, if my heart become witness, that Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, He has provided me opportunity that I had an honor to work for the sake of Islam. He said, after working many years, if somebody starts thinking that he owes something from Islam, then he has to must understand that he was not working for the sake of Islam. Reflection of taqwa, according to him, that if somebody was working 10 years for an organization and he lost his position, after losing the position, he works continuously at the same position as he was working while he had the status. He had to be working. He has to continue his work. He said, if he lost his track and started thinking, yes, I was working that many years, now let other people work over there, and he's not active anymore, then he must understand he is not working for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that means there are fruits of taqwa. There is the reflection of taqwa outside. And during the holy month of Ramadan, that is time to reflect that taqwa, to demonstrate that taqwa. In dua, there are two types of taqwa that Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned. One is taqwa in individual life. When he started speaking about the taqwa in individual life, Imam speaks about all the parts and organs of the body. Imam says that, Allah, give me the chance, نُصْغِي بِأَسْمَائِنَا إِلَى اللَّغْوِ, that I can refrain that my ears do not listen anything that can be considered as love, a meaningless. During whole year, from since last month of Ramadan until now, we have heard many laghviyat. Now I would like to refrain. I'm entering to a camp. Give me a chance that I can refrain my ears from everything what it can be considered as a love. Hifle sama'at. And then he says, Hifze Basar. Our eyes have become useful committing the sins, looking at Maharim. Our eyes have become useful not looking at Quran. Imam says, Wala Nusri'u bi Absarina ila Lahwin. Allah, give me opportunity that my eyes are not going to hasten towards love. Amusement. Yes, those eyes become for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the eyes, look with the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah becomes deputy, that they will see with the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And that is how you can see the life of Shaheed Arif Hussain Husseini. Al-mu'minu yanzuru binurillah. A mu'min looks with the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah provides the light that he can see. If we refrain our eyes from every haram, committing the haram, dear brothers and sisters, these eyes will become open to the other world. Then we will be provided a light, we will be provided a torch, that we will see that light. The angle is anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the bulb is provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how he was looking. He was not looking with his own eyes. He was provided the eyes of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He was gifted the sight of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why he said in his life, I will stand on my path until the final drop of my blood. When you see Karbala with your own eyes, at that time you can say that. While you don't see Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, while you're not provided that light, al-mu'minu yanzuru binurillah, you will never wish that I would like to leave this world with the martyrdom. That is why, dear brothers and sisters, he was always asking Allah. Once he goes to Afghanistan, stands with the poor people of Afghanistan, fights over there. He says, I went over there, I could not find the martyrdom. I came back. Then he goes to Lebanon, searching the martyrdom. But he was not able to reach up to the level of martyrdom. He came into his own country, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gifted him the martyrdom. If you are searching for something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to gift you. He was searching for the martyrdom. One of the aspects that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam mentions before we enter to the holy month of Ramadan, that is sincerity, ikhlasum min al-ri'a. We should do everything sincerely for the sake of Allah. Amalun khalisatan lillah. Yes, during the holy month of Ramadan, we will have opportunity to be a volunteer. But being volunteer, it should not be to satisfy ourselves, or to demonstrate for the other people, or to pretend for the other people. But that has to be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I came into the house of Allah, I would like to be a volunteer. I would like to put myself as a servant of Imam Zaman Ajallah Farajahu Sharif. Yes, this sincerity has to come. We have to prepare ourselves. Sila Rahim, that is social aspect of the dua, social aspect of taqwa. Before we enter the holy month of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, if there are any relatives or any friends, brothers and sisters, mu'mineen, have become angry, this is the time. Let us prepare. Let us make a phone call and ask them to forgive us. That is how our hearts will become open. Allah will become merciful. We are entering to the banquet of Allah, being as a guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To achieve His mercy, it's important that we should do Sila Rahim. الَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ. This Sila Rahim is very important. Being good and treating good to your neighbors. If we have any believer in our neighborhood, we should try to be good and treat them good. Not necessary that he must be next door neighbor, but we have to try to find, even in the 40 houses, treat them good. And when it's been asked to treat good your neighbors,
We have not been asked only the believers.
But even if you find disbelievers, if that is possible, try to treat them good. And finally, Imam said, purification of your wealth and maal before you enter to holy month of Ramadan. Because we are going to spend many things, we are going to buy many things. At least my properties have to become halal. At least whatever I eat and drink, that has to become halal. If I'm not paying the khums and I'm breaking my fast, then I'm breaking my fast with haram food. And definitely, brothers and sisters, we are going to be responsible on the day of judgment. Purification of the maal is through zakat, paying the charity. Holy month of Ramadan is month of charity. Let us give the charity before we enter to holy month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept us. Those who have any due, they have to try to fulfill those dues before entering to the holy month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, as we commemorate a shaheed today, let us say salam to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As Imam Hussein on the day of Ashura, when Sakina comes to close to Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam, and she had delivered a message of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu salam. She says, Shi'ati ma in sharibtum ma a'ad bin fadukuruni. Oh brothers and sisters, today the soul of Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Hussain is with us. If anybody who has not seen Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Hussain, but still he's alive, he's a Shaheed, his soul is with us. And when soul enters to the house, a purified soul, that is going to change the hearts. It is going to inspire the hearts. Today this environment, what we can see, it's environment because of his soul. But what Imam said, O my Shias, whenever you drink a little bit of water, at that time you should remember me. كَيْفَ أَسْتَسْقِي لِتِفْلِي فَأَبَوْ أَنْ يَرْحَمُونِي. Remember the time when I took Ali Asghar in the battlefield of Karbala, asking a little bit of water. But I was denied, I was refused. فَأَبَوَيْ يَرْحَمُونِي. No one did rahim upon me, Hussein. مَا إِن سَمِعْتُمْ بِغَرِيبٍ أَوْ شَهِيدٍ فَانْدُبُونِي. O my followers, O my Shias, whenever you heard about a gharib, whenever you heard about a shaheed, at that time you should remember me. As today we say salam upon Arif Hussain al-Husseini, we say you become Husseini because of Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam. While we commemorated, we remember the battlefield of Karbala. Your funeral was taken with the honors on the shoulders of the nation. But O Arif Hussain al-Husseini, your grandfather Aba Abdullah al-Hussein remained in the battlefield of Karbala for 3 days. And after 3 days, his son Ali ibn al-Hussein comes aloud. There is nobody, no family member, no Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Lonely, he buries Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Wa ala الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please recite the Fatiha for the souls of Mu'minin and Mu'minat, and especially for Shaheed Arif Hussain al-Hussain. Bismillah.